Trend number 11, manufacturing renaissance. I covered this in my interview with Jim Poplava on megatrends. And I've done a lot with Jim Norman about talking about what domestic energy and technology is doing to help really bring manufacturing back into the United States. It's very exciting. Unfortunately, it's not going to create very many jobs. And so you're talking about something where labor is very highly automated. But again, it's this concept of atoms going to bits and bits going back to atoms much, much faster. Nanotechnology is a part of that. We need to do a Solari report on nanotechnology, so I'm not going into it tonight. But there's a lot going on in this area. And I think part of it, Joseph Farrell and I believe that part of the manufacturing renaissance is, if you look at the black budget issues, the breakaway civilization issues, the national security issues, and all sorts of intellectual capital issues, there's a decision, I think, to bring things back into North America and the Anglo-American alliance for much, much tighter control, and not necessarily share them with Asia as the competition gets sterner and the Chinese manufacturing companies really mature and grow into serious global competitors. So some of this is just pulling that intellectual capital back into home base and being much more careful, particularly, I think, with space-related investments. So I think things are going to be brought a little bit closer to home, and companies are not going to take the kind of risk that they have to take in terms of long supply lines when the geopolitics can get tense. So manufacturing renaissance, trend number 11, very interesting.